And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 134 for December 24th, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like NFL Easy Picks, The Spanish Announce Table, and All Beer Inside. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before you get to the panel this week, let's get into contact... English, please. Let's get into the contact information. Oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com is your is our email address. See, it's been a month. I've completely fucked it up. Oldschoolmovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. Oldschoolmovies2@gmail.com. You can tweet us. At oldmovies.net, that's oldmovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. Wow, that was tough. Okay, without further ado, let's get into our one panelist this week. He's flying solo. We're going to two-man crew, Mr. Heavyset.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
It's been a very long time since we've done an episode.
way too long. Can't even remember the freaking intro, man.
Well, it's not even just that, but can you play a Carp's clip for me?
Oh, yeah, because you got some crazy news here, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Hey, dude, where's your car, man? What happened?
I got carped about a month ago or so. Or seemed like,
I love
seemed
that. Like now it's called carped. I was carped. That's a term now.
I was carped. but it was... I was starting my car for work, like I let my dog out, and I was like, you know what? It was a little cold that day. I'm like, I'm gonna start it up, get in there. It's gonna be nice and warm.
Okay, when you're talking cold here, I'm just curious, what are you talking about here?
I'm not talking Canada cold. I'm not even talking our winter cold. But it was just more or less get in. It's like those colder mornings where it's just like, you know what? If I can start up the car, just I get in there.
Every time to warm up, I get you.
Yeah, I'd be like, I was like, all right, get in there and be perfect, and everything would be fine. Well, this is the first time I've done the new place, well, the place that I live now that I'm actually about to move here shortly. But it's in Akron, which is kind of a city. And even when I did that, I was like, I don't know if I should do this because I only have one set of keys. So,
oh, no. You got the regret pre-fucking keys, too.
Yeah, and I only had one set of keys, so it was going to be unlocked. But I'm like, it's early in the morning. What's going to happen? I was in the house maybe about 8 minutes. I come back downstairs, and I have like a loud muffler. Because there's something wrong with that, but as I come down, like I'm not hearing it. I go, "What's my one god?" I'm like, "Oh, maybe it's just a sound thing," and it's parked, like I said, out in the road, right in front of our house, so I should be able to see it out the windows. I go and look, gone.
You're like, "Garp!"
Immediately, like it played in my head. Play the clip,
dude. Where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Where's your car, dude?
That's exactly what's running through my head. The story, as it turns out, because I called the cops. They found the dude, but he was speeding down the highway.
Okay.
And they ended up started chasing him. He went off to these side roads and everything, and he ended up turning left into a very small dead end street.
Okay.
And he pretty much ditched the car and ran. They arrested them and everything. Everything's fine with the car. And what I did, like whenever I got it back, I came home. Went on Netflix and watched Dude, Where's My Car?
You have to, man.
I was just like, I can laugh at this now. So I'm going to watch Dude, Where's My Car? Like, it's not even a great movie, but I was like, ah.
Dude, where's my car?
Pretty much so. That's what has happened since, like, hell, even Carp hasn't been on since we've had that clip, so.
Well, yeah, well, he's been scarred. He's almost like he doesn't want to come on the show anymore. Because he's fearful that every time he comes on the show, his car gets smashed or fucking stolen. So,
well, originally, like, he is supposed to be on NFL Easy Picks this week, but depending on his schedule, because we might have to record later than normal, it's because of holidays, and actually my work schedule is just about to change, so I have to talk to him about that. So he might be on, he might not be on.
Okay. Well, hopefully he's on, and if he's on, you got to play the Dude, Where's My Car? It follows him now.
I will. So we're going to talk about Star Wars and how Luke Skywalker turned heel. kill not only Han Solo, Princess Leia.
And fucking Spock does a run-in. Like,
it's crazy. And then they actually had like an outtake in the movie where the midget that's in BB-8 popped out for some weird reason. And I don't know why they kept it in there.
Short Circuit. The fucking robot from Short Circuit was there.
Wally.
Made no sense. Fuck. All right. So should we play the trailer before we give our review, or get people caught up? I don't know.
Are we talking about Star Wars, or are we going to say
it? Yeah, we got to go Star Wars right away.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, let's do. Yeah, let's do. Yep. I'd say play a trailer.
Okay. Let's get the cue the trailer up.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
I was raised to do one thing. But I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Stories about what happened.
It's true. All of it. The dark side. The Jedi.
It's calling to you. Just let it in.
I saw this on Friday. I think there was a midnight screening for Thursday, or it was early Thursday, because I know they broke box office records for Thursday as well, right?
I think
it was 25 million or something like that.
I think they did. What is the number? I mean, it's clearly going to be like the number two movie this week, only behind Nothing.
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, we're going to pull up the numbers in a sec for the box office gross. But yeah, I think it, yeah, I know at least Thursday it made 25. But, you know, I went in, we actually power watched 4, 5, and 6 the weekend before. A lot of the panelists on the show. We had about 7 people here. Because I hadn't really watched the sixth one. And I saw bits and pieces. Like, it's been so long since I watched it. I've never really been huge into Star Wars anyways. I've been more of a Trekkie myself. But I still enjoyed it, the 4th, 5th, and 6th one. So I saw the 7th one with, like, really hardcore Star Wars fans. And they really, really enjoyed it. I myself, being a more casual fan, enjoyed it. We're going to try not to spoil anything. I mean, there's big things that happen in the movie. So we're not going to mention, you know, certain major.
Well, it depends, and this is kind of my big peeve with the whole like people like at least on Facebook, every post I've seen with people like don't spoil Star Wars for me, don't spoil Star Wars for me, and a quote that I've used awful lot, that it's a real quote from EC3, Michael Hutter, Derek Bateman, whatever you want to call him, when I was speaking to him about something one time about spoilers, because I think TNA was going to be live that night. I wasn't going to be live that night, but it was on tape. Whatever, and I was actually in the same room with EC3, and then he was like, "Oh, you're gonna watch Impact? Something was gonna happen that night with him. I don't remember what it was. He's just hope you got your DVR set." And I'm just like, "I think I read the spoilers for it, but I'll probably watch it anyway." And he looks at me and he's like, "Spoilers only tell you half the story. The real story is told in the journey there. Everybody knows how Lord of the Rings is gonna end, but people still watch, and that is it's so true." So there are two spoilers that two things about the movie that people will consider spoilers. I won't get into one because I think some people might not know about it, but one I will kind of throw out. It's the closest thing to a spoiler I will, but I always say, if you find out something early in the movie, it's not a spoiler, because there's still a lot more to go, and that is the identity of Kylo Ren. I will say that. Right. I will say this.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who he's a hardcore Star Wars fan, and he didn't read anything, but he was just like, I think, like, because everybody's saying, like, oh, it's going to be Luke Skywalker, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. He's like, no, I really think it's going to be Luke and Leia's kid. Oh, not Luke and Leia's kid. Ugh. Let's not talk about that.
Was he from the South, fucking inbred there?
Yeah, I think that's one of the alien races out there. No.
I wonder he's fucked up and he wants to kill everybody. His dad is his fucking uncle and aunt.
I will say that it's... but I actually kind of like how they put certain things together. There is a lot of cameos by... there's actually like cameos by actors that I have to go back and...
You know what I, yeah, you see a lot of familiar faces, and I think that's really cool. We're not going to say when they get placed in the movie and stuff like that, because I'm huge. I know, I agree with your point on spoilers, but I find like when you have a major plot, something that happens and you know about it, I find it kind of ruins it a bit. So yeah. I do see your point, but I also.
That's why I'm going to keep away the other one, because if you don't know some of the background story of that particular actor, you will be surprised by it. But if you do know and it happens, you're just like, oh, okay, that's not a spoiler at all. So
yeah,
I will leave that particular part out. But there are actors that make cameos that, like I said, I have to go back and look, because I had seen something that, what's his name, that plays James Bond, he had some sort of like small,
yeah, it was a stormtrooper,
was he?
Yeah.
Which did they say which one? Because I'd seen like
I had seen
headlines like he was supposed to be a stormtrooper.
Simon Pegg too, apparently.
Simon Pegg, and then what's his name? Who was the younger version of Obi-Wan was in the movie somewhere. But it's one of those things. I would just read headlines, and I'm like, I'll watch the movie, see if I spot them, and then I'll go back to these articles, and then
we got the number. The weekend gross $238 million domestically.
That's it.
That's a record, man. I think that's the top. That's the biggest domestic gross ever.
That's the best thing. That's coming up short. I mean, I don't know.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. 238 domestic, 279 foreign. In 3 days, it's made $500 million. I mean, that's fucking mental.
So we won't see episode 8 now?
Yeah, of course not. If it doesn't make $1 billion, they're just scrapping the franchise.
I mean,
oh, listen, the movie probably cost around $200 to make. I'll check on the budget. But how much? No, it's not available. But my guess is around $250.
But they've
literally already made their money back.
Oh, it's not even that. Look at, I think when it comes to merchandise.
Oh, they're pimping the shit out of it.
Dude, like, I will tweet this to you. It's the funniest thing I ever seen before I went and seen the movie. It's the Star Wars trailer, but it's in the way of They Live, of that whole, like, consume thing, like, with those alien faces. Like, I thought, like, I'm like, that is, like, I mean, that's how it's, Star Wars is treated, just, you know, just pimp this, pimp that. But I do understand why. I got a friend who's...
They
got
to make their money back, dude. They're a corporation.
It's not even that part. It's there is a hardcore nostalgia with Star Wars. I'm not a big Star Wars fan. When I've said many times before, when it comes to sci-fi, my thing that I cling to is Doctor Who. Because when I started watching it, I just felt gravitated towards it. I'd never felt that way with Star Trek, Star Wars, or anything like that. So that I finally found my little niche. But I'll still watch Star Wars. I'll still watch Star Trek, which that's a trailer that we get to talk about here soon. And even with all that, like, I still enjoyed the movie and everything. But my friend who's, like I said, he has a kid, and he grew up Star Wars. He loves Star Wars. So he's doing that with his son, too, buying him, like, all the toys and everything. And it's just, it's a lot of these adults, like, kind of, like, maybe reliving a childhood a little bit. Yep. Or getting to experience, like, to pass their love for something on
to the kids. Yeah. Something they both enjoy. I got a question for you.
False.
I asked two people. I got a mixed response. Do you think the over pimping of the merchandise, the movies and that will actually dwindle or hurt the franchise? The fact that they're pushing it too hard?
I don't think so. Only because they've waited such a long time between movies. And I'm talking about like those prequel movies. I know people hate them, but when it comes down to like the story, they're backstories. And we've talked about many times before, like those are like some of the most uninteresting parts of movies, or those are the parts that people look down on. People love the Nolan series, but a lot of people shit on Batman Begins. I love Batman Begins. I went and rewatched the trilogy not that long ago, and I think it is severely underrated by fans. I think that's part of the problem with the 1-3 episodes. People knew where everything was ending. You knew Anakin was going to be Darth Vader. You knew like who was going to turn into the Emperor. Like, there was just so much stuff. So, like, there was a little bit of excitement of it. Just you get actually told the story. But now it's been over 30 years since they got to expand on Return of the Jedi and continue on from that story. And I think that's the thing that I really enjoyed about the movie. I wasn't exposed to Star Wars till I was a teenager. Maybe not even a teenager. I was like about 10 or 11, right around the time they got re-released them in theaters. Where it was like, I think a couple weeks at a time, it was like they did Star Wars, and a couple weeks later they did Empire Strikes Back, and a couple weeks later they did Return of the Jedi, or they did one a month, I can't remember. But like, I knew like Luke, Darth was Luke's father. There's certain things I knew, so I didn't get to experience it for the first time. I just kind of knew of it. I'm like, yeah, whatever, okay. With the 1 through 3, I mean, you knew everything that was going. So at least this one, like, I don't know exactly what's happening. I mean, I was able to figure a lot of things out, but I got to experience a new story, and that's probably one of the things I really enjoyed about it.
You know, I can say this, even though I'm not a very passionate fan about it, and I'll quote a line from Kevin. Kevin said this before. For J.J. Abrams, you could see that Star Trek was a job and Star Wars was a passion, because mm-hmm. he understands it. He gets it. He knows the fans wanted practical effects. They wanted to get away from this George Lucas CGI fucking cum shot fucking garbage. And it really brought you back to the original movies. There was a lot of nostalgia, a lot of stuff from the previous movies that came into it. So for the old school fans, I think they really threw a bone to them and to the new fan base as well. I think they're really going to enjoy it. I give it a 9 out of 10. I thought it was a great movie. What do you give it?
I give it a 9 out of 10 too. But I think what they did well is get the balance of practical effects and CGI. Because there's plenty in that movie that I look at, I'm like, oh, that's CGI. That's CGI. It's like well-placed CGI. It's well-done CGI. Maybe what the problem was is the original trilogy. There was a lot of practical effects, because back then that's pretty much what you had. You had minimal special effects. As time went on, special effects went crazy. So he took the original, but he took 1 through 3 and he put a lot of CGI in it to like kind of like make up for it. I need to say about it. I mean, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Star Wars. Thoroughly did enjoy it. Actually, what it did confirm to me is what character is my favorite, because it's R2-D2. Ever since I was a kid, I've loved R2-D2. I don't know what it is. I would just always been gravitated towards him. And like when they showed him in the movie Powered Down, and they explained like, you know, it's been a while since he's been booted up and he's been like this. Like, I started to get teary-eyed. I'm like, that's my favorite. I did like BB-8 a little bit, but I did feel like as soon as I seen him, I was like, or it, robot, whatever. I was like, this is just a newer age ripoff of.
Yeah, but BB-8 was awesome. I loved that. I thought he was better than R2-D2.
Well, what I'm saying is like in like when you first see images of him and everything, you just look and go, oh, this is the new age R2-D2. That's all it is. They did a lot more, maybe like character development. It was weird to say about a robot. But with this one, like, it actually like showed a lot more emotion, like
him and one of the main protagonists had a really good like chemistry. I found, I know it's weird to say, between a robot and a human being, but
you're talking about Finn, so we can say that at least.
Well, can we say Finn? Can we say Ren and all that?
We can say Finn because he says his name early.
One of the protagonists.
Well, you don't have to explain like exactly like certain things that happen. Like, there's the point where he zaps Finn, and you can tell that there's like a rage emotion with him, and you can tell the one part where he pulls, which actually I got a crack out of when he pulls out.
Well, don't say that. No. I think that would spoil the joke.
No, well, the part where he pulls out the.
I don't want to say that because he's.
You don't know when he's going to pull out. Like that part was. I was like, all right. You couldn't do much with R2-D2. I mean, I love him, but I mean, he had his beeps, his movement. And he had that one little thing that would pop out, and that's like pretty much it. But I still love him. That's like my favorite. I was happy that he got to make a cameo. I loved C-3PO's like, soon as he showed up on screen, his little line that he had about his arm, that was funny.
But like I like the transition, because they're doing a slow transition, making the other characters kind of the main characters, introducing these new characters, while at the same time bringing back the nostalgia with the old school characters, and they're going to mix the two in, and eventually it'll just be about the new generation, which makes sense because they can only live so long. So, you know, but well, I think it's cool.
Well, even if you look at the screen time for this, I mean, the old school. the two old school characters that were probably on the screen the most, I want to say, I think they might be keeping Chewie a little.
I'm going to probably bleep that out.
I don't think that's that bad, though. Like, what I'm saying is, like, screen time, they just get the most. But everybody else seems, they're definitely playing minor roles.
Yeah. Anyways, go see it. Even if you're a moderate fan, go see it. Maybe watch the fourth one. You want to watch the early ones. I think it would do it justice. You don't want to come here cold, kind of thing, because some wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, I would.
You can watch it cold, but I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, I watched four through six before I started watching it, and
it's you know what? Like, if you haven't seen Star Wars, you're living under a rock. I don't know. It's probably Kata fuck who hasn't seen it, but
no,
you
know what I mean? Kata loves Star Wars. He's one of the few people that likes 1 through 3.
He's opposite king there. He's opposite world guy.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so go fucking see it. You get my stamp for approval and heavies. And we're not even hardcore fans. And but if Will or Kevbo or Andre were on, they'd probably start blowing it a bit more. But yeah, go check it out. Okay. A lot of trailers were released, if you noticed. Like, there were fucking big trailers associated with the Star Wars stuff. Way too many commercials, though, in my opinion. I don't know how many commercials you get in your cinema. And it was a lot of, like, Star Wars-themed commercials, but it was almost 10 commercials. Like,
I actually showed up late to mine. I showed up late.
What worked out for you, then?
It was funny, because I think I showed up, like, 10 minutes late.
Still doing commercials.
No, they weren't. It was commercials. It was, well, trailers. And I still watched, like, 3 trailers.
There were a good, I would say, almost 10 fucking commercials. It was, I'm saying to myself, I'm paying for this? Like, it still rubs me the wrong way to introduce commercials if you do have it very limited, not like 10.
Well, it depends. I always like showing up to the cinema early and like.
Me too.
And like sometimes up to half hour to close to an hour early. I mean, you don't have to do an hour early because I think they really start like the pre-movie experience like 45 minutes or so. That's where they're playing the commercials, which that I don't
mind. Did you go to a place with assigned seating?
No, I've never. I don't think I've ever been to a place with assigned seating.
Well, like, because if you go downtown Montreal for an opening for a big movie like this, we bought tickets a month in advance and got the third row. It was crazy.
That's the thing about most movie theaters, though. Like, most like front rows suck.
Well, it was IMAX, so it was bearable.
Okay.
Yeah, but usually the front rows are terrible. But
like, the only time I ever seen Star Wars in the theater was prior to this was when they re-released them. Like I said, when I was a kid, it was Empire Strikes Back, and I remember getting like close to front row seats at that movie theater. Since then, I was like, actually, a lot of theaters have gotten bigger. And when me and my ex first got together, we went to go see the last Jason, Friday the 13th movie they came out with. And we sat like second row and like we had to like strain our necks. Like if something was happening on the other side of the screen, because we weren't in the center either. We were like close to the left side of the, it was when it came out on Valentine's Day, the theater was packed and we happened to find like.
Hold on, how does that work? fucking Murder Massacre does well on Valentine's Day.
I think because the irony of it, people wanted to go because that, and there's also a little bit of a nostalgia factor for people that like that series. So it just kind of makes sense. Oh, and it, like Valentine's Day fell on a Saturday, so it was like perfect. So yeah. So like we were like close to the left side of the screen. If anything happened on the right side, I was like, oh, you've like turned your head, like, okay, what's going on over there now? Okay, like I hated it ever since then. I obviously don't get front row a lot of these movie theaters.
If it's any popular movie, I will either go to the VIP or get a theater with assigned seating. I'm not interested in waiting 90 minutes before the movie or 2 hours before to get a good seat. I've just grown out of it, I guess, maybe because I'm in my 30s, but I will not line up before to see a movie. It's fuck you. I'll pay the extra money and get a place with assigned seating. It's weight in gold, man, that stuff. Especially for my legs and back. All right, let's play a couple of the big trailers that came out. One was Star Trek, and this is going to get some mixed reviews because, anyways, we'll save it for after the trailer.
Is that music?
It's a good choice.
Hey, well played.
We got no ship. No crew. How are we going to get out of this one?
We will find hope. In the impossible.
A
least I won't die alone. Well, that's just typical.
Let's hope this doesn't get messy.
This is where it begins, Captain. This is where the frontier pushes back.
What the hell is this?
I know why you're here. Why we are all here.
Okay, let's never do that again.
Okay, Justin Lin from Fast and Furious should not be directing a Star Trek movie. It looks like Mission Impossible 2 with John Woo, with like essentially it's Fast and Furious in space with a bunch of spacemen, and it's not doing justice to the franchise at all. I actually liked the first two. Thought that Abrams did a decent job, but this is just, I think it's going to ruin the franchise because it's more of an action movie with people in space. Heavy, your thoughts?
I'm not really, you know, big on Star Trek. I just watched this trailer for the first time right before we started recording. And I don't know, like, I don't feel like how a lot of these connect. Like, I mean, I have to go reback and watch the second one. But I don't know, like, they seem to be more of standalone movies. You know what I mean? Where you don't really need to watch anything prior to it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's a terrible thing for Star Trek. You know, maybe it's just... Maybe it's just making a new direction, and I have to get used to it, because it has pulled in a lot of casual fans. A lot of people I know who haven't watched Star Trek previously enjoy the movies. Domestically, it did pretty well in the box office, earning around $220 and $240. So it's not losing money. It's making money, and it's kind of rejuvenated the franchise. And because of the success of the movies, we're getting a TV show out of it. So I think that's good. But I don't like where it's going. As a hardcore fan, I don't think they throw enough bones to us. Not like, you know, Star Wars, J.J. Abrams gets it. He throws enough bones to keep the old school fans interested. This really, you lose the core concept of Star Trek, and you're kind of just, you're pimping it out a little too much, in my opinion.
Do you think that they blew their load a little too quick on Khan?
That's a good question. Kebo and friends of mine hated the fact that it was Khan. I love the fact that it was Khan. I don't know if I'm in the majority for that opinion, but I enjoyed it.
Like, I don't mind like Khan being in the second one, but it was more or less they did it with the second movie, and like original Star Wars movies, like that's one of the like
big Star Trek. Big, yeah,
Star Trek. What I said, yeah, because we just went for Star Wars. Damn fucking Star movies. But Star Trek, that's what it's known for, is like Khan from those original movies. So to do that on the second movie just makes me go, could we have waited? Like, maybe this one's where you do it, or if they would come out of the fourth one, do it then. That just makes me, I'm not as thrilled to watch this. But supposedly, which needs to be said too, Simon Pegg says the trailer is nothing like the movie, which I like that. That makes me go, okay, that's an actor in the movie saying, hey, yeah, there's a lot more to this movie than what this trailer shows. This trailer is shown for a certain reason. So just keep that in mind. So
yeah, keep in mind that the trailer sells the movie to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And when I got my producer right next to me saying, I don't know what the fuck this is about, that's not a good sign. That's a bad sign.
But sometimes you want it to look interesting. I like movies that trailers that I don't know what's going on in the movie via the trailer. I know enough, like I know certain characters, maybe I know certain moments, but I can't piece anything together. I think one of the best trailers I give for this that everybody knows was Inception. I remember watching the trailer for Inception, you're like, what the fuck is this movie about? But it made you want to go see it.
What about Cloud Atlas, though? It was the same thing. And the movie, I'm still like, what the fuck is going on?
I still don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. Okay, so mixed reaction for that one. What else do we got on the, was the Captain America trailer? X-Men. Oh, there's an X-Men one released, eh?
X-Men, Captain America.
Yeah, let's do X-Men.
I saw the end of the world. I could feel all this death.
Jean, it was just a dream. Things over many lifetimes. Ra, Krishna, Yahweh.
That Ever since the world found out about mutants, there have been secret societies who see them as some kind of second coming or sign of God. They believe that tens of thousands of years ago, an ancient being was born, the world's first
mutant.
You are all my children.
And you're lost because you follow blind leaders. But I am here now. I'm here for you.
Wherever this being was, he always had four followers he would imbue with power.
Like the four horsemen of the apocalypse. You got that one from the Bible.
Or the Bible got it from him.
What is it?
Oh, God. He can control all of us.
The world needs the X-Men.
That's why I'm here, to fight.
Not all of us can control our powers.
Then don't. This is war.
Everything they built will fall. And from the ashes of their world, we'll build a better one.
I've never felt power like this before.
X-Men Apocalypse coming out Memorial Day. I was a fan of the last two. I loved how the last one kind of pieced together all the issues that of the third one everybody was shitting on. It kind of fixed everything, so I thought that was awesome. This trailer looks pretty good. Apocalypse apparently can control Magneto and fucking just literally destroy everything. So this looks like their toughest nemesis so far. And if it goes the way of the last two movies, I'm definitely going to enjoy it. Let's get your thoughts. You there, buddy?
It'd be help if I unmuted myself from Skype like I'm supposed to. But with this movie, I think the biggest complaint I've heard is just how Apocalypse looks. I think that's pretty much what a lot of people complain about. I love that this is more centered around a younger cast rather than the older cast that we were used to. No Wolverine, if I'm correct.
Is that, I guess that's budgetary, or I'm trying to think why they went to have him in there.
Unless he might do some sort of small cameo, because I thought he was supposed to do one more as the role, but I don't know if that's supposed to be with Wolverine 3. I don't know. It's hard to tell with that.
But he killed Hulk, right? This Apocalypse guy's a fucking badass.
I believe so. I believe he killed Hulk. But yeah, he is supposed to be this mega badass.
Psych was saying, producer was saying, that apparently the fans aren't huge into like his look. Apparently he's supposed to be a lot bigger and his voice is sound a bit more like gritty, and I don't know if you can shed some insight in that, but
yeah, that I don't know. This is where we need like Carpen.
Will, Andre, Will. What the fuck? Where are you? Okay. Anyways, yeah. What else we got? So are you looking forward to seeing it, or?
I would say it's towards the top of my list, but there's one that's like right at the top, and I think that's probably the one we should do next.
Okay, let's do it. Play it. Captain America. America. America.
Buck. Do you remember me?
Your mom's name was Sarah. You used to wear newspapers in your shoes.
You're a wanted man.
I don't do that anymore.
Well, the people who think you did are coming right now. And they're not planning on taking you alive.
Captain, while a great many people see you as a hero, there are some who'd prefer the word vigilante.
You've operated with unlimited power and no supervision.
That's something the world can no longer tolerate.
I know how much Bucky means to you. Stay out of this one. Please. You'll only make this worse.
You saying you'll arrest me?
There will be consequences.
Captain, you seem a little defensive.
Well, it's been a long day.
If we can't accept limitations, we're no better than bad guys.
That's not the way I see it.
bones. Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
I just want to make sure we consider all our options.
Because people that shoot at you usually wind up shooting at me too.
You know what's about to happen. Do you really want to punch your way out of this?
What do?
We fight.
Sorry, Tommy. You know I wouldn't do this if I had any other choice. But he's my friend. So was I.
That, especially that final scene, if anybody hasn't seen the trailer, where it's between Captain America and who's his buddy there? Bucky and Iron Man, where they're fucking throwing the shield, punching him in the face, throwing the shield to the other guy, punching him in the face. Like, that scene looks fucking epic. I don't know. Apparently, somebody's going to die because of contractual issues or whatever. I want to see somebody die for sure. And we know that they don't follow the comics 100%, so we don't know exactly who it's going to be. It does look very good. I have been a negative Nancy towards Captain America movies because of the shaky cam. I'm hoping it's not going to be the same in this movie. I'm going to wait and see, because Chris Evans usually cannot pull off a fight scene. That's why they have to hide it. But Downey and maybe the CGI, maybe they won't have to do that. So, but yeah, this story looks amazing. I'm very much looking forward to it. Heavy set. Let's get your thoughts.
This is, so far, is like the top movie I'm looking forward to next year. There is the whole contract thing, but it's funny with the contract thing, because the one that everybody says is going to die says he wants to like resign, and there's like all these like rumors are like untrue. So who knows? Maybe they're trying to keep kayfabe alive. I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
you're right. No, it's true.
I think the biggest gripe that I've heard about this trailer, but I think it's like, hey, calm down, is like, well, they haven't shown Spider-Man. Oh, look, yes, they haven't shown Spider-Man. Let's wait.
He's going to be in it.
Like, yeah, we know he's going to be in it. And B, if they do show him, I mean, depends on how much of a part he has. If he has a, I would say this, if he has a Skywalker type role in this movie, you're not going to show a lot. But if he has a much longer, lengthy run in the movie, yeah, there's plenty to show from, but you don't want to like ruin it. I think one thing that I was talking to a friend about, like some of this, like Spider-Man stuff, was like, they didn't do the trailers for Batman Begins and throw in the Joker card, because that's like the biggest, at least to me, that's one of the biggest surprises of the movie, because it's set up for a sequel, but it was like, to me, it was one of the most exciting parts. Because I was like, oh,
why can't people just allow stuff to happen instead of wanting to know everything before the movie comes out?
I don't know. And then even if they know too much, they bitch.
Like even, that's it. Like Star Wars, I tried to stay away from trailers as much as possible, you know, and the Batman one is almost kind of ruined. We're going to play the trailer after it. I find it reveals too much of the story. So yeah. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I'd rather be on the side of not knowing a lot and just kind of waiting until the movie comes out.
Yeah, it's funny because I think I've heard people can say the same thing about this trailer of like, I mean, well, I'm not this trailer, but with the Batman, it shows way too much. This one, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed. I can't wait for this. I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe, what they're building towards. And I've noticed that these individual movies are really good, to the point of like, you can watch Captain America 1, 2, and when this comes out 3, and you're going to get a full story where you don't really need to watch the Avengers and everything. I mean, it'll help a little bit, but there's certain stories that are told directly. And it's one of the things in movies right now that it's hard to duplicate. Because I have a friend of mine who absolutely hates like everything going on right now with superheroes, because he just says, oh, it's overexposed. But I'm like, look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're trying to do something that nobody has ever done before. So yeah, there's going to be a little bit of oversaturation and whatnot, but they're a lot of them are telling their own individual story. Then they're telling a big story and name a time that this happened before. But the ironic part, this is also the same friend who's a big Star Wars fan. I'm thinking, yeah, Star Wars isn't super saturated right now either. But
yeah, it's again, it's the Disney man that's trying to make a buck. You know, their sole responsibility is to make as much money for the shareholders as possible. And hopefully at the same time, we stay entertained, because keeping us happy means they're going to keep making money. All right. We're going to play one more trailer, unless you can think of anything else. But we touched on it before. But again, this is because it's one of my favorite franchises. We got to go back to it. Batman versus Superman.
That's him right there.
There he is. Let's get a shot.
Who's that?
You must be new. That is Bruce Wayne.
That is Ben Affleck.
Mr. Wayne. Clark Kent, Daily Planet.
What's your position on the Bat Vigilante in Gotham? Civil liberties are being trampled on in your city. People living in fear. He thinks he's above the law.
The Daily Planet criticizing those who think they're above the law is a little hypocritical. What'd you say? Considering every time your hero saves a cat out of a tree, you read a puff piece editorial about an alien. You could burn the whole place down.
Most of the world doesn't share your opinion, Mr. Wayne.
Maybe it's the Gotham City in me. We just have a bad history with freaks dressed like clowns.
Bruce Wayne meets Clark Kent. Ah, I love it. I love bringing people together. How are we?
Lex.
Hi, hello. Lex, it is a pleasure. Ow, wow, that is a good grip. You should not pick a fight with this person. You know the oldest lie in America, Senator? That power can be innocent.
You're gonna go to war. That son of a bitch brought the war to us. You know you can't win this. It's suicide.
The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. Son of Krypton versus Bat of Gotham.
You're psychotic.
It is a three-syllable word for any thought too big for little minds.
It's time you learn what it means to be a man.
Man won't kill God. The devil will do it.
What have you done?
Is she with you?
I thought she was with you.
Yeah, way too much revealed. If you guys see the trailer, you got Wonder Woman in there. It was Doomsday, right?
I think it's Doomsday.
Yeah, Doomsday in there. Yeah. The cast is crazy. You got Cavill and Affleck, and then Amy Adams, Jesse Eisenberg, which I don't mind as Lex. Like, I know people might shit on that, but I think he's got the charisma. I think he could possibly pull it off, and I'm going to wait. Diane Lane, of course. Jeremy Irons as Alfred, I think, is pretty cool, too. I mean, of course, I love the previous iterations of Batman, especially the last three. But I understand they got to move on because Bale didn't want to do it, even though they offered him $50 million. He's fucking nuts. But of course, he's got to go with, you know, he said previously too, he wouldn't do two other ones. He would just do those three. So I respect him for that, but I don't know how he can turn down $50 million. Anyways. The trailer reveals essentially the entire movie, you know, except for some small points. I'm still going to go see it because I love Batman. But I actually thought that Affleck in the trailer did a pretty good job as like an older Batman. So, and of course, my assumption is Kryptonite has to be introduced for him to at least be able to take on Superman a little bit, because, of course, he's human and the other one's not. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see it. I can understand why people were shitting on it a little bit, because, well, actually, probably more than a little bit, because A, they revealed way too much, and B, maybe they're not liking the performances of some of the cast members there. But I'd say wait and see. Wait till you watch the movie. Your thoughts, Emmy?
You could also mention in the trailer they showed General Zod, was his name?
Yep.
Like his body comes into play. I don't know that they bring him back to life or what.
See, that should not have been put in the trailer at all. Yeah.
Well, and maybe not as much. Like, if they did like something where it's like a small glimpse, I'm talking like a second. You just throw like a second in there of him, okay. Like, there's stuff where a lot of trailers, when they show you stuff, they'll show you like a second glimpse. They're like, oh, okay, you're interested. You're trying to figure out where that fits in. But sometimes, like I said, the more you show, the worse it is. And that's definitely, this is, I think one of my biggest problems with this trailer was it came out after the Civil War trailer. And I went, yeah, like, this makes me think of Civil War, and Civil War did it a whole hell of a lot better. And remember, about a year ago, they were talking that these movies were going to come out on the same day.
There's no way it would have got destroyed.
Oh, yeah. And I even said before, because Marvel is pretty good at saying, when this movie is going to come out on this day, when we get to that day, it's coming out. They don't change it. But then I think but DC seen that, and they were like, oh, shit, we better move. We can't come out the same
day as them. No, there's no way. You can't compete with Marvel right now anyways.
Yeah, especially because like, there's a lot of great hype going behind them. Granted, you have the property of Batman, and people love Batman, but if people are choosing between the two, especially when you have Ben Affleck as Batman, no knock towards him as an actor, but there's not a lot of positive buzz there, so you want to separate it. You want to have people spend opening weekend money on both of you, so that can't be on the same day.
So you're not going to choose one or the other, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to go see it opening day?
Maybe not opening day, but probably opening weekend at least.
Yeah, no, I'm opening day for sure. VIP cinema. Okay.
There's two more trailers. Yeah. There's two more trailers, but I don't know if you want to go over them. One is
Which ones?
The one you might not want to go over is Independence Day 2.
Nope. Next.
TMNT 2.
Okay, yeah, let's play that one.
What's happening out there, Donnie?
I don't know. It doesn't look good.
Gear up, guys. Whoa!
Recital.
Bogey's on the bus.
I think it's very vital.
Hit the button.
What button? There are a million buttons.
On top. Here we go.
Here we go.
What are you? Superheroes?
Just four brothers who hate bullies and love this city.
Whoa. This never works out well for you. What's your name?
Casey Jones.
Hey. One question. Are you two guys like a thing?
I'm looking for Aaron Moore. But we could work with that.
Me too.
This is gonna be good!
Dude, bringing back the Mohawk! Good for you.
Oh, y'all got jokes, huh?
Why are we going with the turtles? When something bad happens, you want to be with the turtles.
Actually, looks half decent. Megan Fox, the usual titty shot. Bebop and Rocksteady are going to be there. Sheamus is Rocksteady, I think. Looks a lot of fun. Hopefully Shredder doesn't look like a total jobber. The only thing I don't like is Stephen Amell as Casey Jones. I like
Yes! I'm sorry.
I like Stephen Amell. I like Casey Jones. Just not the two together.
I'm not a big Arrow fan and all this stuff. And I got a friend. She's a huge Stephen Amell Mark fangirl and whatnot, and she tried to defend him in that role, and she was trying to you're not an Arrow fan. I'm just like, that doesn't mean nothing. I'm a fan of the Turtles, and a lot of the bigger Turtle fans are looking at him and going, no, you don't fit the role.
He's too mild mannered. He's too low key,
too squeaky clean. When I think Casey Jones, I think
CM Punk.
Punk would do good. The only thing is, I would want him with long hair. Because I think
a wig on him.
That's true. Yeah, you put a wig on him. If you did that, I mean, it does fit. I want someone who's kind of gritty looking. I want someone with long hair, maybe a little scruffy, something. I'm from New York and I'm fighting these thugs. I don't want, oh, what's your name?
Casey Jones. Hi.
Yeah, hi, I'm Casey Jones. Yeah, no, it's stupid. It's fucking no. Even bring the old guy back. Fuck it. You know, like
everybody is comparing him to the original, which is something we shouldn't do in movies. But I'm looking more at the character aspect. I'm like, even the way he was portrayed in the cartoon. Actually, I don't know if he ever took his mask off in the cartoon, but he still at least had long hair. He still had an attitude about him. I don't see this with this character. And that's the one of the few things about this that annoys me. Like, I don't care. Like, I had another friend, like, kind of complain about how Bebop and Rocksteady look like, oh, they look better on the cartoon. And I went, I don't care. I'm getting Bebop and Rocksteady in a movie, and it's looks just as cartoony as the cartoon, like, well, the things that they're doing. This is awesome. I can't say, it's not that I can say I don't like, but I do like it's going back to the whole Civil War thing. They don't show Krang. Krang is rumored to be in the movie, but they haven't shown him.
It's good to, yeah, it's better to save some stuff.
Even
sure.
Even with Shredder, they tease him. You see the guy who is Shredder, and he pulls up those claws in front of Bebop and Rocksteady before they get mutated, and that's it. That's the only little bit you see. Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is probably my number two movie that I can't wait to go see. And I know a lot of people who shit on the first movie. I'm just saying, look, as a hardcore Turtles fan, this is the movie probably we should have gotten first, so I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to go see it opening again.
Your dog's going fucking crazy in the back.
She's snorting while breathing. I can't give her my nasal spray.
Yeah, does Zool have sleep apnea?
No, French bulldogs. A lot of them have their nose is like smushed in, and that causes like a little bit of trouble with breathing. So yeah, she like when she breathes sometimes it sounds like she's snoring.
That's hilarious. All right, we were going to play Independence Day trailer, but it's Independence Day, so fuck it. So let's close the show. Actually, do you have any tweets? It's been a while. Let me check.
I thought I sent a couple.
We don't have the, you never go ask to meth clip, but whatever, it's all good.
Okay. Ask to meth will be Independence Day to Turtles.
Yeah. We never go ask to meth. Okay. So, Mop sent an article, 72 hard-hitting facts about the Rocky movies. This sounds pretty cool.
Maybe we need to save that for the episode that we're supposed to do eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. It's awesome that you sent me this, Mob, because the next episode we're going to record is in the new year, and it's Rocky IV, so that's perfect.
And I still need to watch it.
Yeah, well, we got time. You got a week.
I've had like a month to watch it.
There you go. We got an extra week. So Rocky IV is coming next week or around that time. Brian from Toons, Star Wars opens on December 18th, yet I have tickets for 7:30 on the 17th. I find this perplexing. Hashtag VIP, hashtag lightsaber in my pocket, hashtag OSATM. I think that's because they had an early showing, I think. I think they released it a day earlier to make some extra cash.
There, a lot of movies are doing this lately. They don't just do midnight showings, they do like 10 o'clock showings and 7 o'clock showings. Because I think Avengers, Age of Ultron did the same thing.
Yep.
But I think it has to be one of those movies that they know they're going to sell. And actually what it does too is like, I want to see it before, I want to see it like
everybody
the night.
Else.
Well,
yeah.
No, I want to see it that early, but I got to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, okay, I'll do a 7 o'clock showing or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Brian from Toons, as interested in the trailer list for Star Wars as I've ever been for a movie, Deadpool, Superman versus Batman, Independence Day 4, 42, Independence Day 2. I think that's what he means. Independence Day 2 and more. Yeah, there was all kinds of fucking crazy trailers, man. It's one of the most trailer heavy movies I think I've ever seen, rightfully so, because they're gonna have a lot of eyes on it because it made, you know, almost $300 million domestically. So handicapped update from Brian. The closed caption devices you can get from the theater have earbud jacks built into them, hashtag OSATM. And that's probably why when you get bootleg copies of movies now, you have really good audio because they're probably tapping the audio from the closed caption from the seats and then recording, which is actually, I mean, it's good for deaf people, but it sucks for the movie industry because people will totally tap into the audio. And as long as you have good audio and a decent picture, you'd be okay with the bootleg. So thanks for the update. And one more for Brian. I don't condone killing another person, but if beatdowns happen more often, a-holes would be more scarce. And he passes me to a link. A man was beaten over a star. Okay, yeah. A man was beaten over shouting a Star Wars spoiler to a crowd at a premiere, which is awesome. Actually, I'm going to read this quick. Augie Henning, 35 and self-proclaimed Sith Lord, was arrested earlier this evening after Massachusetts premiere of Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Minutes after the premiere had ended, Jonathan Hamill exited the theater while shouting spoilers from the movie, including the highly rumored thing that happens. I'm not going to mention it. Amongst the line
of people... No, not that thing.
The thing that happens. Amongst the line of people waiting to see the second screening of the night, Augie Henning was said to have shouted back at Jonathan, commenting, from what we have gathered, phrases such as, "You've ruined my life, and you don't know what you've done." Augie then stepped out of line and proceeded to beef Jonathan profusely until he was unable to move. Several Jedi attempted to duel with Augie, but were briskly pushed aside by staff and the theater and later by police once they arrived on the scene. Police have yet to release an official statement labeling the event like none they had ever seen. And there's an update. Since our posting, it appears that this page has gone viral in an attempt to find out the aftermath of this particular situation. Police are considering the shouting of the spoilers as incentivizing a riot and or terrorism. Augie Henning has been released from custody. Wow, I did not anticipate that. Incentivizing a riot for putting a movie spoiler. Heavy, what are your thoughts on that?
Is it the spoiler that I think it is about the, that I mentioned about the actor?
No, I'm not saying. He just mentions a couple. They say in the thing there's a couple of big spoilers. I'm not going to say which ones.
Is there a way you could tell me?
No.
Is there a way you could tell me without telling me type thing?
Okay. Well,
that will help me know.
I'll cut this out. The thing. Can you cover your ears?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even that big of a spoiler, I swear. But.
But still, for people who didn't follow the trailer, like, fuck, man. Okay. Here's my opinion. The guy is a total fucking dick, and maybe he could have got shoved or punched in the face, but they get beat down until he can't move, and then. Being charged with incentivizing a riot, I think that's a little overkill. Like, for the guy to relate creating a riot and
terrorism
to a movie spoiler, like, and the fact that they're actually siding with that guy freaks the fuck out of it. Like, I can't understand how they could do that.
I think, I hope when those people watch the movie, if they ever get to watch a movie, they go like, "Oh my god, that really wasn't that bad." At least for me, like, I swear, like, that big of a spoiler. There's only one spoiler that I think could ruin the movie for people, but that's something that I think I figured out early.
Right.
Other than that, but I think what it is.
No, okay. Regardless of what was said, right? Mm-hmm. I'm focusing more on the point where is this? Do you agree with this assessment that it's incentivizing a riot?
It kind of is. You know the reaction people are going to have. But then again, well, you expect a bad reaction, but I don't think you expect it like that. I think there's a thing with Star Wars and a lot of geekdom and everything that people, like, hold close. And if you say something like that would be considered a spoiler about it, they go nuts. As much of everything that I really love, there's nothing that I get crazy about a spoiler with. I had, when I was catching up on Dexter when I started watching it, I had a pivotal moment ruined for me when his wife dies and who murders her. Like, just something I happened to stumble across, and I went, great. Like, I was kind of like, I was mad for a second, but I mean, I still watched, and it still, like, shocked me because exactly where they put it. Me being behind on Doctor Who from time to time when I was on the road, I would get spoilers from fan pages. Nothing really big, but finding out identities of certain stuff and everything. Like
yeah, but you're looking at fan pages. You know that stuff is going to possibly happen. When you're at the movie theater, and the guy's like... Here's again, I'll reiterate, if the guy gets shoved or gets a little punch for it, I think that's, I mean, you're expecting that that's what's going to happen. I still think you should charge the guy for punching the guy. I mean, that's assault regardless mm-hmm. of what's said.
Yeah,
you know, it's incentivizing a riot and creating terrorism or whatever. I think that's overkill. I think it's like, okay, guy gets punched in the face or something and like bygones be bygones, but you still got to charge the guy because it's assault. What do you agree with that or?
Yeah, they should both be charged.
There you go, fucking. But don't do any spoil. These fans are hardcore, man. Especially Star Wars. You don't want to ruin that for them. If not, you might be charged with starting a riot. Okay. Plugs, final thoughts, Heavy. Where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at HeavySet330. We got NFL Easy Picks, we're still out there doing it. We got season's going to be over here in about 2 months. Well, it could be over in a couple games, but the actual season of the show with the Super Bowl, that's going to be over at the beginning of February. Trying to get a new episode of Anything Goes done soon. I want to do one before the end of the year. I don't know how possible that's going to be now. FTW is one of the hardest people to try to schedule with. We still have the Wrestlecast going on. Ohio Indie Report. I just posted a new episode for the first time since like June. Hopefully do more with that this coming year. That's pretty much it that I can think of. If I want to throw out the plug for the AllWrestling.com Week in Review, that's pretty much it.
Cool. All right. Heavy set. So for look for our year in review special, most likely coming out in January, maybe early January. We're going to recap our best movies of 2015. And the Rocky IV that we're going to record probably next week and try to release that for between Christmas and New Year's or maybe around New Year's time. This should be coming out around the 24th. And I will also be re-releasing the Christmas special that we did. I think it was episode 12 a couple of years ago for Christmas for everybody. So for Mr. Old School Heavyset and Psych on the ones and twos, this is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
From Disney's bitter ex-boyfriend comes the finale of the saga so bad. This ridiculous, overacted, disappointing mess is known as the Good One. Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith. Return to a time long ago when there was still hope that the prequels could stick the landing with a film that starts out semi-promising.
This is where the fun begins.
Then falls flat on its stupid face. Watch Star Wars finish its turn to the dark side as everything you've grown to hate returns.
Midichlorians.
Younglings.
Count Dooku.
And cringe as Anakin Skywalker completes his journey from annoying kid to obnoxious teenager to insufferable Jedi Knight in a performance so robotic, his body finally catches up to his acting. Although to be fair, no one can make this dreck sound natural.
Love won't save you, Padme. Only my new powers can do that.
Natalie Portman is back, and she's just kind of there. Weep as this once proud queen, senator, and warrior spends the whole movie barefoot and pregnant.
Anna, I want to have our baby back home on the roof. I can go early and fix up the baby's room.
And finally witness what the whole trilogy has been building to. Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader. Watch the greatest movie villain of all time turn evil because he's passed up for a promotion.
We do not grant you the rank of master.
Has a bad dream about his secret wife. Commits Jedicide when an old man gives him a super vague promise about cheating death. Then gets burned to a crisp because his teacher is standing on a hill.
It's over, Anakin! I have the high ground!
So, Darth Vader is a whiny, dumb, easy-to-manipulate lapdog who got his suit because he couldn't quite jump high enough. Mystery solved. Thanks for clearing that up, George. Experience the best Star Wars prequel by default, simply because something occasionally happens. Even if that something is a lizard chasing a robot on a unicycle. But don't worry, fans of sitting and talking, because every time things start to get interesting, George Lucas gives us some of the sittiest, talkiest scenes in the trilogy, featuring council meetings,
the capture of General Grievous will end this war,
therapy sessions,
close to you,
yes,
commutes.
With all due respect, Master, is he not the chosen one?
Weird bubble shows.
I don't think
Anakin.
And just staring out of the window. All slowly building up to the most obvious reveal of all time. That the evil Sith Lord is the sinister old guy who talks exactly like the evil Sith Lord. Gasp! Not the guy who does four evil head turns in one conversation.
Not from a Jedi.
What a twist. After two pointless wheel-spinning movies, watch a finale where Anakin goes from peaceful Jedi to child-murdering maniac in less than 10 minutes.
It's not the Jedi way. He must live.
There are too many of them. What are we going to do?
Followed by 20 minutes of George Lucas jamming everyone into their New Hope starting positions. Even if it ruins the franchise continuity. Like, how did Leia remember her mom's face?
She was very beautiful.
Why didn't Obi-Wan remember Leia?
That boy is our last hope.
No,
everything under.
How did Owen and Beru age 40 years in 20 years? Why does all the galaxy's technology look like it got worse? And how can we ever take Darth Vader seriously again after we've seen this? No is right. Starring the following proof that more does not equal better. One ham-handed cameo.
Goodbye, Chewbacca.
Two disposable CGI armies. Two cyborgs with breathing problems. Four lightsabers at the same time. Four unnecessary CGI flippy jumps. Eight severed limbs. About 17 things R2-D2 couldn't do in the original, and thousands of highly trained Jedi Knights going down like total punks. Seriously? You can cut through droids and clones like tissue paper and that's how you go out? That's pathetic, man. Star Wars, Episode 111, The Force Awakens. If you think the movie was bad, wait until you see what they cut out.
It's broken. Can you understand what he's saying? I'm pretty sure that beep is down. Oh, yes, you're right. Beep is up.